What is up, Nation? Noah here, back again tonight, and we are here for the return of the Tuesday Night Toys podcast. This is episode number 5. We're going to talk a little bit about everything today, about the podcast, about the YouTube channel, the content, the toy collecting, the goals for the future of the podcast, and all that stuff. This isn't going to be, even though it's episode 5 and it is a legit episode, this episode is not going to necessarily portray how I want this podcast to be in the future. I definitely want to do video for the podcast like I was doing for episodes 1 through 4, which you can go check out if you're interested, even though there's a lot of just outdated news in those episodes. Back in the end of May, I think June 1st, I think, may have been, if I'm not mistaken, the last episode, episode 4. So it's all on the YouTube channel. And, you know, even how I did that is not, you know, how I want to do this comeback story, if you will. But, yeah, we're just going to talk a little bit about everything, and this is just going to be kind of a commentary podcast. And then next week, we're going to get into more of how I want this podcast to be. But, you know, a little bit at a time. I'm taking my time with things as we kind of overhaul the YouTube channel, which is what we're going to talk about in a minute. But first off, thank you guys if you are listening to this right now. Of course, this is here on the YouTube channel, but it is also available on Anchor, on Apple, on Google. So if you want to listen to this on the go, feel free to pull it up on one of those podcast or music apps, whatever. It's available on there too. But thank you guys for listening to the return of the podcast. Thank you guys for supporting me this year. The content, the YouTube channel has been technically, as I posted on my community page and my YouTube channel last week, and over on my Instagram at NoahNationVlogs, on Twitter and Instagram. As I stated, technically, the YouTube channel is doing the best it ever has, numbers wise and whatnot there. But, I'm just really not feeling the content I'm producing as of late, and it's been like that for a while. So I posted something last week here on the community page, here on the YouTube channel, that I was going to be making some changes to the content. I'm finally going to be doing stuff that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I just never pulled the trigger on. And one of those was this Tuesday Night Toys podcast, bringing it back, and in the future, turning it more into an interview podcast with, you know, fellow toy collectors. And, you know, I'll still do maybe some other stuff on the podcast as well, you know, just talk about, like I'm going to talk about today. We are going to talk a little bit about just my toy collecting at the moment and whatnot. And, you know, we'll just get into other discussions, not necessarily with guests or whatnot. It'll just be me and you guys, talking. But the main thing I really want to do for the podcast is to break out of my shell, honestly, and, reach out to some fellow toy collectors that I know are cool people. Just from knowing them through the internet, through YouTube, through Instagram, whatever the case is. I got a list in mind for that, a list that if I nailed every single one of them, could probably take us, 3 months ahead with podcasts. So I'm definitely going to, like I said, try to break out of my shell, dip into that pool a little bit, and get some guests on the podcast and talk about some toys. And we got some other stuff planned for the channel as well. As of, you know, the last couple of months, Tuesday nights have been the home for what has been my LEGO live streams, where, of course, we build LEGOs live here on YouTube, which has been a blast. I love doing that. I've been having a ton of fun getting into the LEGO game the end of last year, and it's only growing. I definitely have a it's good to have a picture in mind, if you will, an idea in mind with where you want your collection to go, and the LEGOs have been something that I've had a picture in mind with for a while, which I think makes it more fun, because I'm not just aimlessly buying, you know, any Star Wars LEGO set that's at the store right now. I'm picking certain stuff, like the helmet collections, and, you guys know, if you watch the channel, we have the Republic gunship, the big one, that we're gonna build eventually. So there's an idea in mind for that, and, you know, when I can eventually have the display that I won here. But the LEGO Lives that we've been doing on Tuesday nights, those are actually going to be moving to Thursday nights. That's going to be a Thursday night thing now. The time will probably, adjust just how it did, every Tuesday night, just depending on what my schedule is that day and night. But it will be Thursday nights. Sometimes it could be a little earlier, like a 6 p.m. or sometimes could be, you know, how we were doing, like a 9:45 type thing. But point is, LEGO Live, still a thing, not going anywhere. I love doing those live streams. It gives me a reason to just sit down, ignore everything else, and just build Legos and get content out of it as well, which is a plus. So those will be moving to Thursday. Starting this Thursday, we'll be continuing to build on the Luke Skywalker Red 5 X-Wing helmet, which I still have to go back and redo bag number one because I messed up somewhere last week. If you guys were watching the live stream last Tuesday night, you guys saw I was just mad confused, and I still haven't gone back and fixed it. But yeah, so LEGO Live, sticking around. Don't got to worry about it. That is moving to Thursday nights. And of course, Tuesday Night Toys will be taking the podcast. We'll be taking the Tuesday... What's the word? Time slot, if you will. And I got other stuff planned for the channel as well. You know, it's not just, you know, the only time we're going to be doing content toy-related-wise is going to be here on the Tuesday Night Toys podcast. I do have other stuff that I want to do. I've already started recording it, and I'm going to post it next Monday. I want to start doing more toy hunts. You know, we've done not a lot, but, you know, we definitely have done more than we're used to recently, and they've done really well for my standards. You guys have seemed to enjoy them, and I have a ton of fun making them, which is just something different instead of outside of me just sitting in my desk recording. So I want to do more toy hunts, and the new thing, as long as, you know, I get out during the week and I'm able to hunt for some toys, even if it's not a lot, is going to be every Monday. There's going to be a kind of a toy hunt wrap up for that week, so it'll be one toy hunt a week, which will just feature, you know, everything that I hit up throughout the week. So I already started recording. I went to a couple stores Monday, yesterday, and I did go to a Target today, the time I'm filming this, Tuesday, of course, but it was just for the essentials, and they didn't have anything anyway. I'm currently, just like everything else, looking for that Legends Ultimate Edition Batista. No luck so far, but hopefully we can get it soon. I need two of those in my collection. Batista, you know, one of my favorites of all time. One of my top three favorites of all time. It's Rey Mysterio, number one, and then Edge and Batista are number two and three. Ask me on different days. I'll give you different answers on who's two and who's three and whatnot. It always flip-flops. I can't decide. But those are the top three of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Rey Mysterio, Batista, Edge. Or Rey Mysterio, Edge, Batista. I don't know. But, yeah, so Mondays are going to be becoming the Toy Hunt Day here on the channel. And then Tuesday will be the Tuesday Night Toys podcast. Thursday will be LEGO Live. And then I don't know when this is going to start. This is kind of a future project that I'm going to start working on. I got to kind of narrow down exactly how I want to do it. And I'm not going to talk too much about it here because it's just not what it's about. But you guys know, man, if you guys are a fan of the content, you guys watch some of the wrestling figure content here on the channel that I, you know, post from time to time. You guys know, I'm a WWE Ruthless Aggression kid. That is the era that I grew up on. It's the era that I love so much, that I have so much nostalgia for, that I go back and watch random stuff from all the time, not just the big matches on the big pay-per-views. Like, I'll go back literally like 2 weeks ago. Not even 2 weeks ago. I don't know when it was, but I just watched a random Raw from, it was 2 weeks before the 2004 Royal Rumble. I just popped it on Peacock, and I just watched it because I was like, I just was in the mood for some Ruthless Aggression content. So for the longest time, I've been having the itch to do a Ruthless Aggression podcast, and I want to give a shout out to somebody who was a former YouTuber in the YouTube wrestling community. Haven't seen him on social media for a while, but he's Luke Cage 29 back in the day on in the YouTube wrestling community in the YWC. He said a while ago, I forget if it was on Twitter or if he said it on a live stream and I was chatting with him on there or something. I don't know. But he said I should start a Ruthless Aggression podcast because I'm such a Ruthless Aggression fan. And I definitely got to give him credit because I had thought about doing some kind of video content. And he said that like a while, I'm talking a while ago, like year and a half ago. And I've always thought about it, man. And I honestly almost did it in the beginning of the year. But instead, I went to do the Wrestling for the Nation podcast, which I really don't know if I'll be continuing that, just because, you know, it was kind of just based about anything wrestling I wanted to talk about, but sometimes just not in the mood to talk about current wrestling, you know, a lot of the time. But Ruthless Aggression, I'll sit down and talk about all the time, and I don't know, I'm not going to sit here and talk a lot about it today, because I don't know exactly how I want to do it, and that's just not what we're here to talk about. That's the Ruthless Aggression podcast, is the Tuesday Night Toys podcast. But even though this is just kind of an introduction thing, you know, episode back, it's not like a main episode that we're gonna look back and have fond memories on. But yeah, I just don't know where I want to start with that yet. If I want to go kind of like an in order thing, or if I just want to like jump around to random shows, random matches, random reviews, and stuff like that. Because I mean, from 2002 up until it's technically like June 2002 up until like July 2008 would be like the technical dates for the start and finish of the Ruthless Aggression era. But I just find it easier to call it the beginning of 2002 to the end of 2008. In my opinion, it's pretty much all the same. You know, there's extra months in the beginning and end. It makes no difference to me. So I count it all as Ruthless Aggression, especially since that beginning of 2002 period didn't really have an era you can, you know, define it to. It was after the Attitude Era. It was after the Invasion Angle. And it was technically before the Ruthless Aggression era started. It was just, you know, 5 months of World Wrestling Federation. But point is, we're going to be starting that soon. And that is going to be something that we do every Sunday here on the channel. Those are going to be pre-recorded just like these will. And again, I don't know when that's going to be starting. It's going to be starting soon. I want to start it soon because we are coming up on, not only is 2022 20 years since the beginning of the Ruthless Aggression era, but we're coming up in June on, you know, 20 years since the official start. So I want to start before that, so stay tuned for that. But those are kind of going to be the main things, honestly. Like, here on the channel will be the Weekly Toy Hunt, Tuesday Night Toys, LEGO Live, and the Ruthless Aggression podcast. And then we have other days throughout the week that are going to be empty, and I'm going to fill those in with WWE 2K22 Universe Mode content. I'm going to fill it in with LEGO Star Wars, the game content, Skywalker Saga. And of course, there will still be the occasional video. I'm not done making normal style videos. There is stuff like random unboxings for toys and stuff that maybe I don't feel the need to make a whole video for, so I'm just going to throw that in the toy hunt. Or I might just start doing a weekly purchases again on the podcast, opposed to the monthly toy hauls. If you guys are interested, I don't know, let me know. Or I can still do both, technically. So we might save stuff for the podcast. So there's still going to be your normal videos in between. You know, that I'm just going to throw out there random unboxings. Like, when I get the Batista Ultimate Edition figure, whenever I do, like I said, I want to get two of them. One to keep loose, one to keep mid on card. I already plan on making a video just unboxing that figure and reviewing it because I'm just so excited about it. So there's still going to be your normal content that we've done for, you know, I guess you could say the better part of 3 years almost since I personally, you know, put a restamp on the channel, you know, in 2019 or whatever that was. But, you know, the stuff that you guys have come here for and subscribed for and been accustomed to is still going to be here. It's just going to be mixed in with the main content. And the main content is going to be the podcast. It's going to be the gaming. It's going to be the live streams. And I think it's a much needed change. I think some of my videos personally, I'll just stick to this year, like 2022, so far from the beginning of January till now, because then we're just going back and looking at data that, talking about stuff that doesn't really matter at this point. So just, you know, talking about 2022, I feel like my personal content this year, video-wise, not talking about live streams or the couple podcasts that I've done, you know, not talking about the Rogue 2 podcast, which that will be returning, by the way, me and my brother's Star Wars podcast that we did for Book of Boba Fett. We will do that eventually. That'll just be thrown in, you know, whenever we feel like it, when Kenobi comes out or stuff. That'll also be returning. But I feel like the content has just kind of been stagnant. You know, there's been some videos that I've made that I've enjoyed. I always enjoy the unboxing videos because it's something fresh and new. And it's just easy. You know, it just comes easy for me just sitting down talking about it. Sometimes there's been plenty of times where I'm like, I want to put out a video tomorrow. I got nothing. And I just look around my toy room and I'm like, what can I pull out of my ass? And I don't know. I'm just kind of tired of doing that. And I feel like you guys recognize that. Even if you enjoy it, I'm sure you recognize it. That sometimes some videos are kind of like, well, we've seen something like this before, but now it's a slight variation. Or, well, you know, this wasn't, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But point is, I just personally haven't been too happy with some, not all, some, because there's been plenty of stuff that I put out over the last 3.5 months that I have enjoyed, video-wise, so it's not like I'm like, I hate everything that I've done, delete it all, like, it's not like that. But, you know, there's definitely 50%, I'd say, where I'm just like, this isn't the content I want to produce. Or if it is, it's just not the way I want to go about it. You know what I mean? It's still the same subjects, like toys and gaming and stuff like that. But, you know, I really don't feel the need to now post some of the stuff that I was doing just to have pieces of content up. So I just felt like it was time for a... How did I put it? A stick of dynamite? Or whatever I said. Just to kind of blow the channel up a little bit. And to just kind of, for me to personally take a step back. Take a, you know, semi-off week or two. Not from working on content, but just like not rushing stuff out. And just kind of start moving into the direction that honestly, which was my plan in the end of last year, beginning of January. And I started moving towards it, but it just, you know how life just takes you sometimes and you just go off the map. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling a little bit. I'm going to take a sip of this coffee real quick. You guys know, if you watch the live streams, Noah Nation loves his coffee. Especially hazelnut. Love the hazelnut coffee. But, yeah, man, I just felt like the channel's become a little bit stagnant. And I was certainly spreading myself thin with the gaming channel and stuff like that. And I felt like it was just time to bring the gaming channel here to the main channel. You know, I'm spreading out an audience that is not that big yet. I just felt like the smartest decision for me to help grow this channel, my home channel, the channel I've had since 2011, even though you can only go back and watch content from, I think, 2018, it was 2019 for a while, but I went back and made some old videos public, but this is the same channel that I've had since 2011, and this is the channel that I want to grow, that I want to pop off. You know, if I can make another channel down the line, that's whether it's a gaming channel or just a life vlog channel, which I've thought about doing sometime, just kind of behind the scenes stuff of that has nothing to do with my videos. You know, if I want to do that down the line, we'll get there. But for now, I need to focus on this channel. This is the channel that I want to get that freaking silver play button plaque from one day. This is the channel that I want to make a living, or at least somewhat of a side business out of, and do what am I trying to say? Make content for a living, basically. That's literally, like, I've literally been making content on the internet since 2010, and now that was on my original YouTube channel that I deleted in like April of 2011 because some kids at school who weren't even in my class found out about it. All they did was say the name of my YouTube channel. Weren't even making fun of me for it. But I felt like I got made fun of. And I just came home and deleted the whole thing. And then 2 months later, I made a new channel, which was this one. And we were off to the races again. But I've literally been making content for 12 years. Like, you guys don't see all the content because it's not all public. But there's 12 years worth of content. I just feel like this is what I'm best at. What I'm comfortable doing, what I have fun doing. It doesn't feel like work, even when I gotta pull a late night to get a video out the next day. Even when something goes wrong and I gotta redo something. Even when I gotta sit here and record and I had a headache beforehand. You know what I mean? It's just like, it doesn't feel like work. So this is why, that's kind of the dream, right? Figure out what you want, do what you want for a living, and that's what I'm trying to do here on the YouTube channel. And again, I know this has nothing to do with toys. This is the Tuesday Night Toys podcast, but that, again, was the purpose of me doing this comeback podcast, was to set the stage for future Tuesday Night Toys podcast and the rest of the channel. So, I'm pumped up. You know, I feel like I got a fire under my ass for the first time in a couple of months, and again, I felt like I needed to just be like, alright, let me not worry about getting a bunch of content out while trying to not rebrand the channel, but redo how we do content here. Let me just take a step back, continue on with the universe mode for the WWE 2K22 content, move it over here on the main channel, since we're already doing that anyway. That's easy, that's super fun stuff, I love doing it. I already edited the next episode before I started recording this, so that'll be up tomorrow, if not Thursday. So let me do that, let me come back with the Tuesday Night Toys reintroduction podcast. Let me set the stage for what's to come. Lego Live on Thursday. Maybe we'll have the next... probably the first Ruthless Aggression podcast. I wouldn't say would be this week. I'm going to say maybe next week. But we'll see. and then we'll get off to the races. And again, there's going to be other videos, our normal style videos. There's going to be your toy hunt video every Monday that I want to start doing, and there's going to be your normal style videos. Everything that I've done over the last 4 months, well, I mean, past the last 4 months, but just specifically, again, talking about 2022 so far, has all been in an effort. And you guys have heard me say this before in posts, on live streams, on podcast, like if you're familiar with the content and you pay attention, you've heard me say this similar stuff before. It's all in an effort to grow the channel to heights I can't even imagine, and to do what I love for a living. I am 23 years old. It is 2022. I've been making content for 12 years. This channel, you only see about 3 years worth of it. But it's time, man. It's time to throw a stick of dynamite in it and see this thing explode. That's what I want. So that's what we're going to start working towards. Well, we've already started working towards, but that's what we're going to keep working towards. So, yeah. that's the, I guess, roundup, the discussion of the future of the channel, how this bringing back this podcast affects the channel, and whatnot. LEGO Live, like I said, will be moving to Thursday, and not sure when Ruthless Aggression, podcast will be starting. But as for this podcast, like I said, man, I really want to have some guests on. Again, how you're listening to this and how you're seeing it right now, just a picture of the Tuesday Night Toys logo, is not, I repeat, is not how, unless you're listening to this on, you know, a podcast platform, just the audio. But if you're watching it on YouTube, this right now is not how Tuesday Night Toys will be in the future. Again, I don't know if it'll be next week, because I do have some stuff, just me personally, like toy-wise, that I want to talk about with you guys in a podcast form next week, probably. So next week will probably be just me with a discussion here on the podcast. But hopefully 2 weeks from now, we will have our first guest. And that's what I want it to be. I want you guys to see me, you know, talking. I want to make a little setup. And I want things to freaking look awesome and sound awesome and to make this an awesome podcast. And not how it was personally, you know, last year, which I thought was good, but the problem I ran into with the Tuesday Night Toys podcast last year is because I was talking about stuff on the podcast that I had already talked about in videos, so it got boring and repetitive for me real fast, and then I just never went back to it. But that's what the plan is for this podcast: the occasional episode with me just talking to you guys about some kind of toy topic, toy news, whatever. And then doing interviews. And then, like I said, maybe I'll throw in your weekly purchases stuff if there is stuff to talk about, or if I did pick something up. But, so I don't know. We're not really a set structure besides that. So that's what you can expect from the Tuesday Night Toys podcast within the coming weeks. And like I said, I have a list long, I always do that. I always say list long instead of long list. I did that when recording the universe mode the other day. I don't know why. One of those things. I think I'm a little dyslexic. I don't know. what was I saying? But yeah, I have a long list of names that you guys might be familiar with in the toy community. You know, people from the wrestling figure community, from the Funko community, from the Hot Toys community. There's even people that have nothing to do with any of those communities, but I know personally that are just toy collectors and wrestling figure collectors and stuff like that that I would love to have on the podcast. So, yeah, like I said, I got a long list, and if I were to get lucky, let's just say, because I know a lot of people are very cool, and, you know, you just know, you know, sometimes through building relationships on the internet that, you know, people are cool. So if everything goes to plan, and, you know, we get one interview after the other, no matter the lineup, hopefully we could have 2 to 3 months worth of podcasts, and then after that we'll go from there. But, yeah, I'm pumped up for the Tuesday Night Toys podcast to break out a little bit. Get out the comfort zone and to chat it up with some fellow toy collectors, man, and give you guys some great content in the meantime. So I'm pumped for that. Like I said, LEGO Live will be moving to Thursdays, and we will be continuing the Luke Skywalker Red 5 helmet this week, which is going to be probably a headache, realistically. I was about to say it's going to be fun, but it's also probably going to be a headache. And that's really it, man. You know, when it comes to the content-wise, toy collecting stuff, you know, currently, if you guys have been watching the channel, I think I said it in a recent video. Yeah, I think I said it in the McFoley unboxing. I'm currently in the process of cleaning up my toy collection room, office, whatever I call my office. But it's the room you guys see in my videos. It's been a mess. It straight up has been a mess for, I don't know, 2 months? You know, I said that. Did I say this in the video? I forget. But maybe it was on a live stream. But, you know, every time I've rearranged this room over the last 3 years since I've been in this room instead of another room in my house, I always rearrange it to fit my current collection. But I never leave space for new things to come in. So I moved stuff around, had a new setup end of November, beginning of December, whatever it was. And then some, I was able to fit some stuff in, and then I'd say probably end of January, definitely end of January, because there's, honestly, maybe middle of January, now that I'm looking, since like the middle of January, pretty much almost everything that I've bought, toy-wise, besides a couple of things, has just been sitting around, like it hasn't been on display, it's just been piling up and piling up. Literally, there is a Ringside Collectibles unboxing on my channel. That was a 7-figure, I think, unboxing with a Drew McIntyre Elite, Lashley Elite, Orton Elite. Like, there's like 7 Elites in there. I posted it, I believe, January 15th, I think, because I got that box in on my birthday, which is January 14th. So I think it's January 15th that video is from this year. Those figures are not even on display. They're loose, and they're sitting. I have a bunch of loose wrestling figures sitting in an AEW toy ring on my floor, but they're just not on display. Any wrestling figure that I've gotten since then, not on display, because my 2 Detolfs are filled. I was gonna go get a new one yesterday, but IKEA out of stock, of course. So and they did have them in stock like 2 days, three, four days ago, whatever it was. But sons of bitches. So hopefully I can get a new Detolf soon, because I have probably 25 maybe wrestling figures. WWE and some AEW that need to go on display, so hopefully we can get that soon. And also, I was gonna move stuff around in here like the last few days, but I ended up really just kind of cleaning and going through stuff. I put a ton of Funko Pops back in their boxes and just kind of stored them for now. I went through the pop collection. I got like 40 pops I want to cut, because I might be dipping back into some hot toys. I know what you guys are gonna say, dude. You went from Funko to Hot Toys to Funko, now you're going back to Hot... Listen, I'm not... Just bear with me, okay? We all go through these phases in toy collecting. But I got my eye on a few of them, is all I'm saying. And I feel like maybe I should... If I can get away with it if I'm just a little more responsible this time around. We'll see. That's going to be the discussion for the most part of next week's podcast, is Funko, Hot Toys, what I'm collecting, and stuff like that. But I've just been doing that and cleaning stuff up. But I do really have a, like, overall idea, like, down the line. Not even down the line. Like, that I want to honestly start working on, like, soon. I got to put a little money into the room. You know, get some new furniture, basically, in here. New desk, new displays, stuff like that. But I got this picture in my mind. And when I picture it, I'm like, wow. If this room could look like that, we just gotta make some big changes. Not even big changes, but we really just gotta clean stuff up, be a little bit more responsible, and put some money into the furniture of the room opposed to more toys. So I think that's what I'm kind of doing here, is I'm just kind of cleaning up right now, going through stuff, like this has been the last few days, going through stuff, putting some stuff to cut from the collection aside, looking at some new stuff that maybe we can bring in eventually, and I think very soon I want to start working on this picture that I have in mind for my office, which if I do accomplish it, it's going to look beautiful. It's going to look like a man cave office. It's going to look like all the words. It's going to be the hangout spot. It's going to be the Noah Nation capital of the world. And it's a little room. It's not that big, guys. It's not a big room, but I can make it work. So I hope that we can start working on that soon. I'm going to try, but that's what I've been doing, going through the collection. I think, like I said, I think I got like 40 pops I want to cut. Most of them are Star Wars ones. There's a couple of miscellaneous as well, a couple NBA ones. There's a couple of random Crash Bandicoot ones. I'm not getting rid of all my Crash Bandicoot stuff, absolutely not. But there's a couple like random ones. Like I have like 10 different Crashes himself, so I'm cutting those in half. I'm just trying to make some more room. Try to be a little bit more organized. I'm really getting out of being a completist with anything, you know, Funko Pop sets, wrestling figure sets. I don't want to be a completist of stuff for the most part anymore. I just want to buy what I like, buy quality over quantity, and that's really what we're gonna talk about next week. Like I said, it's gonna be the overall of what I'm collecting next week, but it's gonna be a lot of probably Funko versus Hot Toys debate next week on the podcast. So while you guys are listening to this, if you're listening to it on YouTube, comment down below which one you prefer opposed to the other and why, Funko or Hot Toys. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, and I will read everybody's replies as long as I remember next week here on the podcast. But I know this was a short episode, 30 minutes. I want to make these longer in the future. When we start doing the interviews, I want those to be, you know, 45 minutes, to an hour interviews anyway. But like I said, this week's episode 5, Tuesday Night Toys, was not meant to be a true episode of the podcast. It was more a reintroduction. And next week, we'll get into the thick of things, and we will really start moving towards the future. So that is all, I think. I don't have nothing else. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications down below. Hit the join button if you want to support me and receive some exclusive perks. If you want to pick up some No Nation merchandise, I can tell you where to go. ProWrestlingTees.com/NoahNation. And go follow me over on Twitter and Instagram at Noah Nation Vlogs. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. Like I said, by technical terms, if I look at the numbers, we've only gone up this year here on the YouTube channel. So regardless of everything else, that is a positive. But I think we can do better. I think we can do more. I think I can do better with the way that I produce content, with the quality of content. And I think we're only getting started. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. I promise to keep giving you guys the best content that I possibly can. And join the ride, man, because I can't wait to see where we are a year from now and beyond. So thank you guys again. I think I'm going to go, well, after I upload this, and you guys will listen to this in a few hours, I think I'm going to go hit up a couple more targets. The schedule's free for the rest of the day. So maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe we'll find Ultimate Edition Batista. Probably not. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for listening. This has been Tuesday Night Toys, Episode 5. I have been Noah Nation. And even though I'll talk to you guys later this week in normal content, or other content, I should say, Tuesday Night Toys, Episode 6, we'll be back next Tuesday night. And it's going to be a good one. Thank you guys for tuning in. Talk to you then. Peace. I just want to be great.